Welcome to Senior Matters with Buddy Shula on WECK, the only one-hour radio show devoted to the adult population of Buffalo and Western New York. If it matters to seniors, you'll hear about it every Saturday. Senior Matters is sponsored by Laurie Menzies and PBM Elder Law, Buffalo's only law firm devoted 100% to elder law. Now, your host, Buddy Shula.
Okay, welcome back to Senior Matters here at WECK. We're at 1230 AM, 102.9 FM, and 100.5 FM in Buffalo. My name is Buddy Shula, and we do Senior Matters every Saturday morning from 10 in the morning till 11 o'clock. If there is a service or someone locally that you would like to know about on the show, feel free to let me know. Sight Week. Yes, the way you see things. Sight Week is happening starting Monday of this week coming up, and that's why I thought this would be a perfect time to bring in Dr. Michael Endel of Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care to talk about Sight Week and to talk about more. Of course, you've heard me talk for years and years and years about Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care here on the station. 1-800-309-2020 is their phone number, or you could go online to see him at ficta.com. But we have Dr. Mike Endel here today, so we'd like to say good morning to you, Doc.
Good morning, sir. It's great to be here again.
It's good to have you here, and you and I have known each other for 15 years or not, and so, and I have so much respect for your practice and for what you do, and I can't wait to tell our audience more. First of all, we're going to go into Sight Week. So this Monday starts Sight Week. Tell us what that's about.
Sure. Well, the American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery is good enough to realize that although in our country most folks do have access to health care and health insurance, there's certainly many people still without insurance. So we're fortunate enough to have partnered with the American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery to offer free healthcare, free cataract surgeries for people that don't otherwise have coverage right now. So we have them fill out a line that you can look on, American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery, or easily known as ASCRS website, to see if in fact you qualify, and they can help get you scheduled to see if we can make sure we can help their vision better. You say, gee, I've been unhappy with how I see. I'm nervous when I drive at nighttime, but I just don't have the health care coverage. Well, that doesn't need to be a barrier when we can still help you out.
You and I were talking off the air, and we were talking about sight and seeing and the senses that people have. Sight is one of those senses. Would you say that it's, in most people's cases, probably the most important sense?
Sure. You know, certainly the feedback I will get from the patients will say, well, boy, you know, I don't want to lose my sense of taste. I love to eat, but I really would prefer not to lose what I hear, even if something's too loud next door. But when it talks about your vision, you start to get nervous. I mean, you know that, hey, I'm not sure what I would do without the vision. Of course, as an eye doctor that I've devoted my life to it, I may be a bit biased, but probably most folks, you know, number one worry is keeping their life of function, keeping their level of happiness is what they need to do to both take care of themselves and their family.
I've always thought it was interesting because again, when we had that conversation, I'm thinking about, yeah, oh, I mean, you could maybe lose the other sense, or you don't want to, but if there were anything, it's like seeing is like everything. So quite interesting. Let's talk about something that you mentioned before, and that's cataracts. So, okay, I'm going to just ask the basic questions here. What are cataracts, and when do they start, and what are the symptoms?
Such a great beginning.
I mean, but it makes sense.
We've all heard the word, and half of my patients will still call them Cadillacs, which is a great, you know, plug for the car company, so good as well. But, you know, a cataract is something that every single one of us will get. So it's really not an if, but when. And the average person after the age of 55, if you put them through a sort of national transportation little glare test or simulating how you do in certain lighting, and we suddenly turn the lights a little brighter, like a headlight or a raindrop might do, you don't do as well typically after the age of 55, which we like to not think of as too old, as you would before that age. So when it starts to bother the patient, as in, boy, I get a little nervous going over the Grand Island bridges now, and I notice that when it's raining, I won't drive at night. I'll have patients tell me, I just won't drive at night. Well, that's not so practical, of course, when it's, you know, winter and it's 4:45 or 5 o'clock and it's already dark, you know, so not always things you can avoid. So a cataract is the natural lens that exists in all of our eyes just behind the colored part of the eye, so just towards the front. And after about age 43 to 45, that lens gets a little stiff. It's still pretty clear, but it gets a little stiff, and that's where the arms aren't long enough, and boy, I need some reading glasses.
Is it like a cloudy feeling? How does somebody know that they have a cataract?
Great question. Most people start to call it either a little filmy or that lights in general start to bother them. Sometimes they seem too bright, like a little glare, and other times they're walking around the house saying, I have to keep turning up the lights because I can't get enough light in certain situations. So again, this lens that's inside our eye, like the rings of a tree or the layers of an onion, and every one of us, it just adds a ring every year. And eventually it compacts itself and becomes a little cloudy. So that's all a cataract is. We will all get it eventually. And it's not, you know, something where you hear the word like, well, I thought you had to be 90 years old to get a cataract. Well, by 90, you'll probably be so thick that you'll be technically blind from it. And nowadays, we prefer that you do not need to wait until you can't see if you're already less than delighted with your vision.
Okay, so is a cataract, is it a health concern?
So your eyeball itself doesn't get too upset if the lens gets a bit cloudy. But it's a health concern for the rest of your body. And the reason this is the most common procedure in the United States by far and worldwide, the reason it goes through insurance is you're 50% less likely to get into a car accident after cataract surgery. You're 50% less likely to have a fall and hurt yourself around the house. You know, when you start to get to 60s, 70s, 80s, you know where you don't want to go? Is the hospital, right? Because you go to the hospital because you tripped and broke your arm, then the guy in the bed next to you gives you pneumonia. Sometimes it's hard to get out, right? So it's kind of nice on preventative care to not only have brighter colors, more vivid vision, the quality has improved. So many patients say, you know, my life is doing my crosswords. My life is painting. My life is reading. It keeps my brain working. Well, when you can do those things easier, a little more light gets into the back of the eye, you're less depressed, and you're just generally safer for the rest of the body. So there's sort of the health concern, and that's why it's a medical procedure.
So in the past, and I'm talking, you know, when I say in the past, maybe many, many years ago, a cataract surgery, because I remember it growing up as a kid hearing about it, is something you would fear. I mean, it was a long process to have a cataract surgery and maybe a painful one.
Sure. So what a great time to be an eye doctor because the engineers and my predecessors have, you know, made us look smarter. They've come up with so much instrumentation that allows us to go from a procedure that as recent as 1982, not that long ago, involved large incisions, sutures in the eye. You may have heard of your aunts and grandparents that had the sandbags on the side of their head.
Yeah.
And they were in the hospital for several days. Now the procedure, since about 1985 and beyond, every time you remove that cloudy natural lens, you replace it with a little lens implant, typically made of either silicone or acrylic material. These materials have been in people's eyes since after World War II. So all FDA stuff, no one's ever outlived an implant, the cataract never comes back. So now we've taken a surgery that used to be in the hospital for several days. Dr. Fichte, our founding partner, would say, all right, well, you wait till you can't see or your cataract is ripe, which is sort of a strange word to hear nowadays, right? I don't want any of my body parts to be ripe. And that meant you were legally blind. And then you have little to go but up, so you'd go through this surgery back in the 80s and late 70s and before, where it might take a week to come around, and a month later we'd get you some thick glasses, but at least you went from no vision to some vision. So you had little to go but up, and it was certainly worth your time, and thank goodness for those pioneers, because as it continues to improve, the typical modern cataract surgery has some outpatient twilight sedation. We like to say the 15 minutes of happy juice. So if you've ever had an endoscopy or a colonoscopy from the other end, you have an idea that you don't remember much, and it certainly alleviates any of the anxiety, and you certainly don't have any pain. But now in a 15-minute outpatient procedure, where the lasers make the incisions for me, the accuracy is sort of off the charts. I can get you to not only whiter whites, bluer blues, but in a one-time procedure per eye, most folks can very vastly decrease their dependence on glasses. So I went to, I'm having a little difficulty with some glare, some halos, and now I can drive without glasses. I've told the story where every week it impresses upon me where someone who's maybe in their 40s brings in a family member that had the surgery, which could be, you know, in their 60s or their 80s or any time that's appropriate for them. And the patient comes in maybe using a cane or sits down, back's hurting them a little bit, and they read to the smallest line on the chart. And the daughter or son who brings them in who's 40 years old says, well, I can't read that. And they're actually 10 feet closer because of the mirrors, because if the health of the eye is doing well, which is always part of our exam to make sure health first, but you're not happy with your quality of vision, it very well may be the easiest fix because everybody gets it. Again, 3.5 million times a year is cataract surgery in the U.S. alone.
Can you prevent cataracts? Is there any way to, if somebody doesn't have them, but like you said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, could someone prevent them from happening?
So there isn't currently any FDA-approved treatment that knows how to sort of prevent aging, which is really what you'd be asking to do. So it'd sort of be like if we could roll back the birthdays. But it does seem that people who smoke do get them a little bit earlier. Some folks that have diabetes certainly can get them at a younger age. And you have to just have your yearly exams to sort of know that. And I think it's important to say that you can have a bit of a cloudiness to your natural lens and a big variety of whether or not it's symptomatic to you. So if you come in and I see a little cataract and you're performing well and you say, I really don't have any symptoms, I say, excellent. Let's regroup and see you back in a year. And if you have any problems driving or anything in the meantime, let us know. So we don't want to fix something that's not broken. But many folks, like my sister, for example, at age 51, is having a lot of difficulty with glare halos. Say, well, you know, maybe on the younger side of having anything that needs a surgical solution. But sure enough, she comes in. She fails the pants off the little glare test that we do to check to see how you're actually performing in realistic situations. This was 5-6 years ago. Had her cataract surgery, drives all around town without any glasses, drives her motorcycle, says she feels so much safer doing it. And she thought to herself, well, if I have these symptoms, every 6 to 12 months, it's only going to get worse. What am I waiting for? Another 10 years where maybe I got in a fender bender and I could have avoided something I was going to need anyways. So for her, it made sense.
So it sometimes what you can do, you can take care of this earlier and not wait for it to get horrible, almost preventative to when it's really bad.
The average age in the U.S. right now is actually 64. So again, to have a cataract removed. And that's because a lot of early 50s, if they're unhappy with their quality of vision, come in and find out that it's actually helpful for them to take care of it now. And then, of course, there's some folks that don't come in until they're almost running into the restaurant and they're a little bit older and they're in their 80s, and it certainly can be taken care of then wonderfully as well. We just need to know that you're happy enough to do your activities of daily living and your vision is providing what you want it to.
Again, we're here with Dr. Michael Endel from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. You can call them for more information on cataracts or with anything to do with your eyes at 1-800-309-2020. That's 1-800-309-2020. You can also get a lot of information on the website at ficta.com. I want to talk about your surgery center that's located in Niagara Falls. Now, this is something, you know, 5-6 years ago, you know, maybe even earlier, you did not have. But it's a beautiful surgery center in Niagara Falls. Tell us how that came about and what you're doing there.
Well, kind of you to say. So, yeah, we're really up in the town of Niagara. We were lucky enough to land a great location really right on the 190. So we're fortunate enough to have people come to us from the south towns and all over. And, you know, even as the crow flies, if it's 10 miles but it's off the highway, it's just so easy to get to because there's really no lights. And people find that sometimes, even compared to our other offices, they'll choose this one just for sort of ease of transportation. But, you know, one of the things that we're talking about, these elective surgeries, we do eyelid procedures. We do a corneal specialty that I do on the front of the eye. My partner, Dr. Elmer, is a pediatric specialist for the eye muscles and glaucoma procedures. You know, all things that do with the general health of the eye, almost sort of soup to nuts. We're sort of fortunate that we have a number of retinal groups that work to the back of the eye when people have bleeds to the back of the eye, and you've heard of problems like macular degeneration and retinal detachment and other floaters problems, where a number of the retinal groups will actually perform the surgeries at our center as well. And it's because hospitals are fantastic when you have a little bit more of a health problem. But when you have something that's elective as an outpatient, sometimes being able to have all the equipment and the doctors and the modern lasers that make the incisions where the blades used to go, it's more practical, time efficient, and perhaps safer to be done as an ambulatory surgery center outpatient, which has really been the trend for about the last 15 years. So we're happy to say now, when you're in Erie County, we're a hop, step, and jump away, and we also work at iHealth Associates. Dr. Elmer and myself have an office and surgery center on Maple Road as well. But for so much of our practice where we had started in Niagara County, everybody had to go to Buffalo, so to speak, and now we can deliver this great care in both counties.
How often do people need to get their eyes checked?
So if you have diabetes, it's really probably impressed upon you by your primary care doc and an endocrinologist or blood sugar doctor, if you happen to have one of those in addition to your primary care doc, minimum of once a year. And that's because we dilate you, we look to the back. Eye doctors are really pretty fortunate, as in with just a little magnifying glass and dilating with no uncomfortable needles, x-rays, MRIs, we can just look to the back of your eye through our little microscope and see your blood vessels in their natural state. And you can learn a lot about blood pressure and blood sugar just on how that looks. Pretty fortunate, right? Like, I don't have to have you pee in a cup and do a CSI Miami and figure out if you're really having a health issue. I can tell just by looking to the back. And that's where it starts. You have to be healthy first, even before elective procedures like a cataract or the laser procedures we do in the front of the eye. And you can still have all those procedures if you're having a little swelling in the back from, say, diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis or other problems that are very common in the back of the eye. They just might need to be addressed first. And again, all the things we do under our roof. We're not just a cataract and LASIK center. We are full. We have six optometrists, which are your eye doctors, and myself and Dr. Elmer are your primary eye surgeons. But we need to make sure the health of the eye looks good before you can kind of move into any other part.
You know, that's interesting too, because even my cardiologist, she looks at, you know, in my eyes with that thing, and you know, that,
so
that yeah, that light, and she said you can detect cardiac problems through looking at somebody's eyes.
Little clots in the blood vessels, little things that when your heart beats irregularly, a clot can form and it shoots up to the smallest vessels, and some of those are in the eye. So we can get an idea if we say, gee, you know, I'd like to discuss it, so we're all on the same page with your primary care doc. Remember, after that 4 years of med school and the other 6 years of ophthalmology training, we need to care about the whole body as well. So I'll very often suggest someone is on a baby aspirin or move them back to the cardiologist if I know that their blood pressure probably isn't as well controlled as they thought they were, because you don't have symptoms from blood pressure necessarily until you have a big problem. So we can tell that by looking to the back, and that's why we work in such good concert with the primary care docs.
Reading glasses. Before we finish up, I wanted to talk to about reading glasses. Now, everybody starts getting that age, and we've talked before, you know, in your 40s, you know, certainly in your 50s, where you're extending your arms more to look at menus. It can actually be embarrassing because, you know,
you
people
bet.
Can't see anything if they forget their reading glasses. Or, you know, they depend on them. And, you know, again, in some of these situations, you're at a restaurant, you forget them, you can't see anything. So there are procedures that your office does to help you eliminate reading glasses.
So exciting, because as we just talked a bit about cataracts and that same natural lens that loses its flexibility, causing you to need readers, can also become cloudy, and we talked about some of the solutions there. Well, you know, when you come into our office between the magic ages of sort of 45 to 65, we call that the in-betweens, because it may be that that lens inside your eye is pretty clear and you don't have a cataract yet. And we say, well, let's not fix it if it's not broken. Well, we have several options with the laser on the front of the eye, most commonly known as LASIK, where we can improve the distance vision and help a little near on the other eye called monovision. We can do something called a raindrop with this little clear half the thickness of a human hair little droplet that goes underneath a LASIK flap that gives you a range of vision, keeps the distance while adding the near. Very exciting stuff. And you know what one of the most exciting parts about it is we can do a trial simulation. Like, you can't get your knee or hip done and take it for a test drive, right? We can show you what it looks like in a contact lens, and if you say, geez, I really like that, I didn't give up much and you added so much more, then you know what you're getting yourself into. If you say, geez, I like this, but I need a little bit more near, a little bit more distance, I can tweak it before we even do it with the lasers. The other neat part about that is I say at the betweens is sometimes someone will come in at 50 and I'll say, hey, congratulations, you have a cataract. And they'll say, well, how old do you think I am? What's that thing? Well, because the same procedure on the inside of the eye now has bifocal implants. And with one surgery per eye, you can be set for distance and up close. So we help to determine which part of your eye is kind of aged appropriately so that you're pointed in the right direction. But telling us about your hobbies and your desires really helps us know what's best for you.
And as we wrap up the show, we could do 50 shows on this. There's a lot of information, which is the exact reason that if you don't have an eye doctor right now, or maybe you don't like your eye doctor right now and you want to talk to someone who, like Dr. Endel and Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, you should be doing that because they're great folks. There's a lot to talk about, and really the only way to really talk about this is one-to-one with a patient, right? I mean, to explain
and
what they need.
You come in our office, and you're going to have a couple sets of doctor's eyes on you so that we really can learn more about you and really try to meet your needs the best that we can.
So, great show. National Sight Week starts Monday, and, celebrate that. And, if you have no problems with your eyes, that's good for you. You should be very, very thankful for people who do have or are entering that age. Do things proactively and talk to the good folks at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. The number again, 1-800-309-2020. They have many seminars, many events, even events that you can stay at home and watch on the computer. Go to their website at ficta.com, get all the information on this, but it's about your eyes, so make sure to do something about it. And whether it's getting rid of reading glasses, whether it's cataracts, whether you want to be able to see far, or whether it's just maintaining your eye health, it's a good idea to see the doctors at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. Always good to see you, Doc.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Dr. Mike Endel from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. Again, 1-800-309-2020 or online at ficta.com. We'll be back with Senior Matters on WECK.